We are one! We are one! We are one!
A small crowd of residents and community organizers gathered outside a dilapidated home in Watts today. The windows are boarded up. A chain-link fence surrounds the wildly overgrown yard. The sign in front reads, "Private property, do not enter." This is just another foreclosed home, an all-too-familiar sign in Watts, and a sign that the financial crisis has hit some communities harder than others.
I lost my home. It was sold on August 15th, and it was because I had been trying to get Bank of America to work with us on a modification, and they didn't want to work with us.
That's Juana Quintanilla. She's one of more than 59,000 households in California that received a foreclosure notice last month. Members of the community, led by the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, or ACE, are speaking out against the harms of foreclosures. They think the banks should take responsibility.
We're tired of our neighborhoods, cities, and states paying the price. It's time for Wall Street banks to pay for the mess that they've created. Do we all agree?
Yes!
Do we all agree?
Yes!
The California Reinvestment Coalition released a report today that estimates the cost of foreclosures in LA since 2008 at nearly $80 billion in home values, property tax revenue, and the cost of maintaining foreclosed properties. California has the second highest foreclosure rate in the country, and numbers are climbing. Since the start of the foreclosure epidemic in 2008, 200,000 homes in Los Angeles County have been foreclosed. ACE organized a neighborhood campaign called Refund and Rebuild California.
We ain't taking no more.
We're fired up.
We ain't taking no more.
We're fired up.
We ain't taking no more.
The crowd walked the neighborhood in Watts today, already punctuated with foreclosure signs, asking neighbors for support. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.